It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning, audience.
Good morning.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Hump day.
Hump day.
What? Oh.
Don't you touch that dial. You keep it locked here. It's Static Radio. Today we're going to answer that age-old question. Is that girl a boy too?
Yes. Mitch is out all week, actually. She got her wisdom teeth pulled. So, yeah. You got a free moment? Pray for that lady.
Do you got a free moment?
She is out. We tried to talk to her yesterday.
Lift up your hands and say a prayer for Mitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Not working out so much. Not working so well.
She got her wisdom teeth pulled.
Yeah.
So she was texting us, and then Steve-O, not thinking, called her.
Yeah.
And
well, I'm not a text guy.
What did it sound like? Poor girl.
Yeah. And I said, oh, right. You had surgery in your mouth. Like, you can't talk.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm just going to go. And then I went. Like, most pointless phone call ever.
Yeah. Poor lady. So keep her in your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
She's going to get better.
She's already bored. She texted me yesterday at like 4 p.m. asking if it was cool if she came back early.
Yeah. She is a workaholic.
I'm bored.
I want to give a shout out right now.
Yeah?
To Mr. Dave Stovall.
Oh.
And to my only British friend, Emma, who is listening. They are at work, and they... What happened?
This is your shout out song.
Okay,
You're giving shout outs to, like, all your friends.
I was just making sure there wasn't a serious situation.
No.
Because this is a life... This is a game-changing song.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know if I had missed something.
This is for Dave. Daverly.
Dave, I miss you.
Sorry you told us that the last season of Dexter was going to be good. Our friendship is waning.
No, it's not. Also, Emma... This is why Emma is cool. Emma is... Well, number one, she's British, so when she talks, everybody's like, at least in the South, everybody's like, keep talking, you're so much smarter than us. Please continue. Continue, yes.
Yeah.
So when we were all in Nashville and we were playing shows as Waverly, I was always like, Emma, you've got to come to our show. We need European legitimacy.
Yeah.
Please. Please.
Dude.
And I think she liked her band. So shout out to Emma.
What?
You are still my queen.
is it tomorrow in England? Like, is it Thursday yet?
I don't know. Let's see.
Do they live in the future? I want to say they live in the future, right?
No, they don't live in the...
Yeah, if you're British, you live in the future.
I don't think you live... Well, I guess in a way you live in a future. You're not... Here, let's see.
Because anytime...
I'm texting Dave. Dave, ask Emma.
Oh, wait, she's here.
Yeah, she's in America.
Oh, she doesn't live in the future.
They work together.
Oh. She's from the future.
Yeah. I'm say, Dave, ask Emma if she's from the future.
Right. Well, because that half of the world is in the future. Because it's, like, ahead of us.
Yes.
I used to call, like, when Amberlynn was over in, like, New Zealand.
Right.
I would call and ask Stephen what my tomorrow looked like. Like, if anything crazy happened, anything I need to look out for.
What's happening?
No, he would never tell me because he
wouldn't
was like,
tell you.
Haven't you read the X-Men comics? You know what happens if I tell you your future. You're just going to have to wait it out. But Joey Milligan, the guitar player, he would always tell me my
future. He would
future.
Let you know.
He
was a good dude.
He's a really good dude. And so he would always make sure to let me know, hey, that coffee you were thinking of having? Or like, hey, those gummy bears? Don't do it.
Don't do
it. And
that.
So he was always really good about helping me with my future.
So Steven was always 1.21 gigawatts.
Uh-huh.
And then Joey was like, I don't care about the flux capacitor.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Pretty much. That's
alternate
how it went.
Alternate 1985. That's fine.
That's how it went.
Yes.
So
anyway, shout out to Dave and to Emma. You guys are awesome. And I miss you. And I wish I could hang out with you guys.
There you go. It's a great Wednesday planned for you. Let's see, we've got Shock Therapy Live.
Oh, yeah.
And it's coming back live.
It's going to be live today. What do you know?
With Pastor Nate Heitzig, we've already gotten a handful of email questions. If
there's
you would
a
like
bug
to,
in here!
If you would like to get a question in, if you hit me with that stick, I'm going to be so mad.
Oh, speaking of bugs.
Yeah.
This morning, I'm picking out which shirt I'm going to wear.
Oh, that's right.
And then I saw a little shadow go in my clothes luggage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what was that? Was that a cockroach?
Oh, ugh.
Yeah. And I was like, man, that's going to be... I was annoyed.
That's what you get for leaving your clothes in a pile on the floor.
They're not in a pile.
Oh.
They're in an organized stack within my suitcase. They used to be in a pile. It was a good... It was an organized pile.
It was organized.
Anyway, so they're sitting there. They're folded up. And then I see this little shadow. And I was like, what is that? And then I picked up the shirts, and I didn't see it down there, and I was digging, because, you know, cockroaches, they were zooming around.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, holding the shirts in my hand, and I looked over, and there was a web just lengthening down. I missed that bug. Lengthening, and then there was a spider.
Boom.
So I wait until he got on the floor, and I was like, oh, bam, and I killed it. And then I got powers, and now it was a radioactive spider. When I killed it, the radiation went into my hand.
No, no.
So there's a possibility of me having hand cancer. Hand, sir.
Oh, man.
There's a bug flying around in here, everyone.
Wow.
Do you hear me hitting things?
Coming up at 6:45, we've got birthdays for you. We will definitely be rocking those. If you would like to get a birthday shout-out in, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's our email address. Email us.
Dave is afraid of Jaws.
Yeah. Who is it? Smart people are.
I love Jaws.
I mean, afraid of Jaws. Smart people are afraid of Jaws.
No, they're not.
Gosh. It is Wednesday morning.
Hump day!
Right around the corner. Breaking news!
Breaking news!
Get ready for it, people. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Mile!
Static.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news right now!
Hump day!
New York State is introducing texting zones.
I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like that's going to become a topic today.
Yeah. We're probably going to dive into this later, so I'm going to give you a preview.
The zone.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced a new plan to cut down on texting while driving. Texting zones along state highways. Existing park areas, rest stops, park and ride facilities will be designated as places for drivers to pull off the road and send text messages. We're going to talk about this later on.
Yeah, we are. Because do you know when and if I ever need to text, I immediately pull over to the side of the road.
Yeah, you pull up. You're like, hang on, let me pull over. It takes us like 45 minutes to get anywhere in this town.
Sorry. I want to be safe.
Whatever. Steve Jobs' old mouse found in 30-year-old time capsule. Its
goes
name
for
was Mickey.
$23 million on eBay.
What if he had named his computer mouse Mickey?
Why would he do that?
Because Disney is like the biggest like financial megalith. After the International Design Conference in Colorado ended in 1983, that's the year I was born. Dave, we were born then. The organizers decided to put a time capsule together. Because Steve Jobs presented at the conference, he contributed the Lisa computer mouse to the capsule, which then became known as the Steve Jobs time capsule. Although it was supposed to be dug up in 2000, organizers could not pinpoint its exact location as the field had undergone some landscaping. Yet, all of that changed last Thursday when archaeologists, who were part of the National Geographic show Diggers, finally unearthed this lost capsule. It's a good thing we're digging for those long-lost treasures of ancient year. As the mouse was buried deep within the capsule, the team had to wait for some time before they could actually get at it. But even after being excavated, the archaeological team is unsure if the mouse still works because Jobs had not buried the computer with it. Also in the time capsule, a Kodak Instamatic camera.
Booyah!
VHS tapes of the conference. A rotary telephone. And a six-pack of beer.
Are you serious?
says they drank it and they all died instantly because it was bad.
Gross, stop it.
Nah, nobody drank that beer. It was old, y'all. Maybe you've wondered in your life why babies smell good enough to eat.
Oh, man. We took Brody to the family room this last Sunday here at Calvary for the 9:30 service.
Yeah.
How many people came up? Kenny Riley, like, grabbed Brody's head and just went... Like, there's something about the top of a baby's head. You just, like, smell it.
Well.
Constantly.
Okay. That worries me a lot.
Have you never smelled my son's head?
No.
You go smell my son's head when we get home.
Weird. It turns out that when a new mom says her baby is so sweet, so deliciously cute,
mm-hmm.
that it's good enough to eat, she is expressing an urge linked to the survival of our species.
Okay.
According to a new study published in Frontiers in Psychology, the smell of a newborn triggers the same reward circuits in the brain as the ones that come from satisfying a craving for food. Weird. It's the same feeling an addict feels from drugs. No
what?
Wonder girls like babies so much. You like, if you had... Okay, let's... We're going to conduct our own experiment. We're going to get, like, an open field and
uh-huh.
just put a bunch of babies. We're just going to sit them down in the field, and we're going to time Mitch. And after her face heals, she's going to have to run through there, and we're going to see how long it takes her to smell all the babies' heads. And if she decides to eat one of the babies, we'll have to put her down.
What?
Men like Botox too, Steve-O.
Oh, man.
Clinics are reporting a 40% rise in men seeking Botox injections.
I feel like we got to talk about that, too.
Many guys are doing it with their wives, making appointments as twosomes. It's a couple date. And clinics say it's not pampered male model types, but just ordinary guys.
No.
Hey, I'm just an ordinary guy. I just want to get my lips done.
Nope.
What's wrong with that?
Everything.
Maybe my forehead needs to be a little bit... I would rather have a six head rather than a forehead.
Oh,
so
man.
So I just need a little more Botox in there. And my mouth won't... And my whole face won't move.
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke. Man found dead in car had just Googled his symptoms.
Oh, man, that's sad.
This is kind of sad. A man was found dead in the parking lot of Grand Valley State University in Allendale, Michigan, and police are searching internet records to determine what killed him. The body of the man, in his late 30s, was found inside a parked car. He wasn't a student, but he had been inside the school shortly before he died. Police say he had been using the university's computer lab and was researching specific health issues, which may give them an indication of what was going on. The symptoms were pain and tightness of the chest and sweating. Is that like heart attack?
If you're having those kind of symptoms, don't go to the college computer lab. Go to the hospital.
Yeah, they might be able to diagnose you there rather than you being
trying
on
to WebMD.
Yeah.
Boom.
Hey,
boom.
Boom. Jinx. Same.
Same. Same.
Same. Okay, that one is too crazy. I'm not reading that.
You just read a story about a dude
who died.
Okay,
I can't.
Then that
this
worries
next one
me.
Is pretty weird.
Okay,
so I'm not reading it.
All right.
Oh my gosh, Bill Nye, the
science guy,
has suffered a Dancing with the Stars injury. Yes, he suffered an injury on Dancing with the Stars and had to be hospitalized. Golly, the science educator hurt his knee when he tripped and fell at the end of his routine on Monday's show. Now, I performed the Paso Doble, I don't know.
What?
With partner Tyne Stecklin, receiving a score of 17, the lowest of the night.
Aww.
Although the judges did give him positive feedback. I wonder if on the way to the hospital, he was just diagnosing himself. He's like, yeah, I probably tore that tendon and it was ripped and now everyone...
And they were like, come on, Bill. It's not rocket science. Science, because you're Bill Nye.
Do you think when he got in the ambulance and everything, you know, it's quiet and they're on the way and he's in pain. He's just laying there. He's like, You think if I would have been the ambulance guy, like the tech in there,
yeah,
I would have been so tempted to be over in the corner going, Bill, 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 Bill. And then just looking at him. He probably would have looked up and been like, no, I hate you. That's all your breaking news today.
Oh, man. Coming up, birthdays.
Birthday.
You want to get a birthday shout out to somebody? Email us.
Let's see if anybody's emailed us. Nope. No birthdays.
Studio at mystaticradio.com.
Yeah.
Come straight to us. We'll give you some walking tree.
Walking tree, y'all.
In the meantime, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Team Awesome Morning Party. We talk about nothing for a few hours.
We talk about some stuff.
Some stuff is cool.
Like coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we were talking about bears and gorillas.
We're going to talk about bears and gorillas.
We're going to be talking about texting zones.
Texting zones. We're going to say, living in a lap of luxury. You can. We can.
Whoa. My bad.
That was nuts.
That was my hand slipped on the...
Wait, were you trying to tell me something?
No, I wasn't, but it is time for traffic.
Yeah!
Maybe you're out in your car and you're wondering, should I pull over and text? Well, maybe just hold off on the text till you get to your destination. Because right now you're doing a great job.
Yes!
There are no accidents in Albuquerque being reported right now, and there's a lot of green highway. Green means go. It means peace. It means...
Envy.
Sure. Greed.
Yeah.
Don't get greedy. Quit being greedy. How did this change so quickly? We have road construction, I-40 at Rio Puerco, and a little bit of congestion on Paseo here in the ABQ.
There you go.
Everything else looks pretty good.
Right on.
What did we learn real quick?
Traffic is brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
We learned that. We also learned not to get greedy.
Yeah.
Don't be texting and driving, people.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. New York is... I realize they're, quote-unquote, like, you know, ahead of the curve, but I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
we'll
that
talk
coming
about
up.
It.
First, time for birthdays.
Yeah!
Good morning, Stever.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr.
And if you are going to text, you know, you're supposed to pull off on the shoulder.
Right.
Apparently, you can't do that on I-25 this morning between Alameda and Jefferson. They're working on the shoulder.
Oh.
So if you normally drive on the shoulder, it's not going to work.
Why isn't that showing up on my little map here?
I don't know. It showed up earlier.
Well, it's gone.
Yeah. It is the 268th day of 2013. Only 97 days remaining.
Oh, my party.
What does that mean for the future?
For the future.
What?
97 days to write down 2013.
Wow.
I don't know.
I hope you're keeping a journal, everyone.
Let's see. Let's start right with this star from TV's Deception. Was also recently in Argo and Shooter.
Oh. Never saw Shooter.
Shooter was a pretty good movie.
His name's Tate Donovan.
Oh, Donovan. Totally.
No.
I don't think we know who
You'd recognize him. He's a character actor.
Okay. He's 46.
Was he in that Apple Dunkling game?
I don't think so.
42.
50.
Ah!
Rapper T.I. celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What?
Let me just play one of his greatest hits here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Ready?
Go. I think you played the same song.
I think I did.
Okay, 29, I'm going to say.
32. 33.
From Thelma and Louise.
Thelma.
Reservoir Dogs. And, of
Michael
course,
Madsen.
Can't leave out Piranha Conda.
Michael Madsen. Oh,
Michael Madsen.
Yes, I got that.
What is Piranha Conda?
Heck yeah, Piranha Conda.
Piranha Conda.
It's a very important documentary piece.
Yeah.
It came out on the History Channel.
Yeah. It came on the History Channel. It's true. It's true.
It's so true.
There goes my computer.
Awesome. Whoa.
You should see my next page loading like a curtain.
We just heard that. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, how old is this guy?
Michael Madsen. It's the dude that, like, have you seen Reservoir Dogs?
I think so. Okay.
He's in, like...
Will you guess, and then I'll use context clues.
56.
58.
Michael Madsen is 55 today.
Ah!
That's a good, some good guessing.
Thanks.
Pretty good guessing.
Context clues, Stever. It's a method I learned once when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go. It,
the first learning was when my parents would say, "We're having a discussion," and I used context clues to figure out that I needed to get out of the room.
There you go.
All right.
Because they were going to punch me.
Supermodel.
Julia Roberts. Pretty Woman.
Older.
No. Raquel Welch.
Younger.
Kathy Ireland.
Brooke Cheryl T.
Cindy Crawford. Oh, okay. I ran out of my, like, Cindy four.
Cheryl Teague celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah. So yeah, you go first. I don't even know who
okay.
that is.
Supermodel, older. 63.
59.
66.
Ah!
And for Melrose Place, what's the Michael J. Fox, where he worked for the mayor?
Spin City.
Spin City.
Spin City, that show was funny.
Dynasty.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Heather Locklear celebrating her birthday today.
She's on Franklin and Bash now.
Yeah.
Yes,
she's still pretty.
That's why they got her on Franklin and Bash.
54. 57.
52.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Heather.
I'm all right, from, really sorry, Heather, I'm sorry.
From Ocean's 12.
George Clooney.
The Terminal.
Tom Hanks.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Also in Legend of Zorro, The Mask of Zorro, Chicago, Deception. Was that
Is it Pretty Girl Birthday Day?
Maybe.
Not Deception. What was the movie she did with...
High Fidelity.
No, with
she was in High Fidelity.
Sean Connery.
Being John Malkovich.
No,
Entrapment.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Entrapment. Yeah. That was it. That was
All right, so it's Catherine Zeta-Jones' birthday.
48. 50.
44.
Oh, gosh, man. We are doing terribly.
And last, maybe least.
Maybe.
Miss Teen USA 1990. She was in I Know What She Did Last Summer and Billy Madison. And is the wife of Pete Sampras.
Bridget Wilson.
Bridget Wilson Sampras.
You sure did know that one,
you
fast,
sure did.
Buddy. The good thing you knew that one.
Sports. It's a sports.
So now we can know things about you using context clues.
That's why. It's why. Because it's Pete Sampras' wife. That's
yeah,
totally why.
Dude. Yeah.
Sports.
It wasn't because you said Billy Madison and I thought, Veronica Vaughn.
All righty. Move on quickly.
Miss Veronica Vaughn. How old is she? I'm sorry.
Bridget Wilson.
I have about 18 different Billy Madison moments flying through my brain right
30...
now.
30s.
No.
What?
Okay, yes.
37.
40.
She's 40.
Yeah! You got it! What happens Woo! Now?
Now I dance.
The universe will change.
I got it right. I get to party.
The universes are colliding. We're having a multiverse incursion event. Ah!
Bridget Wilson. 40. What are you doing?
I'm celebrating.
You know, I have this poster in my guest bathroom downstairs.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take
if
a minute
everybody
just
would
sit
watch
right
the
there.
Webcam
I'll tell
right
you
now,
how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Dancing.
I seriously have the migratory patterns of fresh princes.
He does.
Hanging in my bathroom.
It's one path going from West Philadelphia to Beverly Hills.
Did you see recently, yeah, I forget which talk show, but he was on a talk show, and the guy who played... who's the guy that played his cousin?
Carlton?
Carlton.
Yeah.
And they did... Carlton did the Carlton dance.
Man.
Of course he did.
That dance is awesome.
But it was Will Smith with his son. And actually, DJ Jazzy Jeff showed up.
Hey!
That's pretty cool.
That is reunion.
So it's Will Smith's birthday.
Oh my gosh! This is like a national 90s holiday. Independence Day! Welcome to Earth!
Yeah. Men in Black. This is what the people
of Bel Air.
Wild Wild West. You know that was wild,
Independence
West.
Day.
Big Willie style.
What was the vampire movie?
Oh, Legend. I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bad Boys.
I Robot.
Yeah, that was the one. What was the first movie he did with his son?
Who cares? The first one he did with this
Pursuit
song?
Of Happiness.
Yeah, Pursuit of Happiness.
Dude, that was a great movie.
Yeah.
And then After Earth came out. And everybody was like, that reminded me of After Birth. Because it was so bad.
iRobot. iRobot was good. Actually, you know, we were having a conversation, I don't know, a year or two ago, and we were trying to say, who's the modern-day Paul Newman? And someone said that Will Smith might fill that role.
That's cool. You know what? I'm glad that After Earth did so terribly. Why, you ask? Because that means Will Smith has to go back to a bankable franchise.
Yeah.
And there was one franchise that was in process of coming back and making a movie. And
what's the superhero he did?
Hancock. Well, listen, he had refused to be a part of this franchise, but then after Earth did so poorly, he's in talks to come back for the Independence Day sequel.
Which
makes me super stoked. I was like, that's right, Will Smith.
That's cool.
After Earth sucked, and now you gotta be in Independence Day too.
So what are they gonna do, Labor Day?
Labor Day.
That would be they're gonna call it so Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Yeah.
In all keeping right. with the political.
How old is Will Smith?
42.
41.
45.
Oh, man!
Now, this next birthday, I actually kind of feel sorry for this guy.
Oh, I was going to say Britney.
American Idol, season one, co-host.
Oh, what?
Brian Dunkelman.
Who?
Exactly. It's like, let's try them both.
What? He co-hosted with who? With Seacrest?
I guess.
How are you even going to do that? It's Ryan Seacrest.
I didn't even watch.
Brian Dunkelman celebrating the birthday.
That's like the moon trying to co-host along with the sun.
What? Yeah.
Well, how old do you think he is anyway?
It's metaphysical, bro.
35 for...
I don't know who he is. Brian Dunkelman?
Yeah. Poor guy. That's what I say. I feel bad for this guy.
Gosh.
I don't know. What? 32?
42.
Wow.
He's 42.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Poor
Sorry,
guy.
Sorry, Brian.
All right. Newswoman from 2020 and The View.
Walter Cronkite. Barbara Walters.
Yeah, they were both close. Barbara Walters.
Boom! We're smart, everyone.
She's got to be in her 60s.
Yeah, she's getting up there. 71.
I just said she's got to be in her 60s, and you said 71.
So?
64.
84.
Oh!
84.
84, Barbara Walters. Nicely done, Barbara.
She's still kicking, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, she just had a birthday today.
I don't know.
We don't celebrate non-kicking
people's
birthdays.
You said she was in the
60s.
All right, this guy just picked up an Emmy. And actually, I first saw him on this show, which was Streets of San Francisco. With Carl Malden.
Jeff Daniels.
No.
He just picked up an Emmy.
Yeah, he was in The Sentinel. Behind the Candelabra, which he just picked up an Emmy for, playing...
Michael Douglas. Today's his birthday?
Yeah.
He has the same birthday as Catherine Zeta-Jones? No wonder it's not working out.
What?
Baba Wawa. You can't share a birthday with your spouse, because then who's going to get the celebration?
Michael Douglas. All right, how old was Catherine?
How old was Catherine Zeta-Jones?
44.
How long is our attention
span? 44.
Okay, she's 44. Michael Douglas, 71.
64.
69.
Ah! This is so important!
All right. Yeah, he just played Liberace in that movie.
Oh. Happy days!
Happy days.
Never seen a single episode.
Happy days. You didn't?
I've never
Nick
seen a single
night.
Episode.
And I would play something else, but I don't know anything else that Anson Williams was in.
Who?
Anson Williams played Potsy.
Nope.
On Happy Days.
65. 67.
64.
Oh.
Very close. Very close.
You almost had two.
Yeah.
Man. You almost got two of them.
Almost. We are to dates. On this date, in what year did this basketball player announce he was returning to basketball with the NBA's Washington Wizards? Michael Jordan.
J-
Dude, I don't know. This is you, man. This is all you. Tim would know. Tim! Tim Skipper, what is it?
99. No. Oh, wait.
1997.
No, he was
2001.
2001. Yeah. Guys, that's when I went to college.
Did you guys watch Space Jam?
Yes.
Yeah.
No?
This day, it's one of my least favorite movies.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll stop this.
Did you ever see a movie called Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah. Why?
Exactly.
Okay.
Why not?
On this date in what year was the ground broken at Fenway Park in Boston, Massachusetts?
Okay. 40 million BC. No.
Did he say 40 million BC?
What?
What'd you say?
Yeah. No. The Titanic sank in 1912.
Okay.
I'm being serious about this. You're gonna get this.
You're not gonna get it.
1906.
1908.
1911. Dang
it! Wait, you were so close with the Titanic.
I assumed that it took them a few years because I knew that, like, 1912, the year the Titanic sank.
I actually thought you were going to get that when you started the... All right. 1912 was...
Well, I was thinking in the 1900s, it probably took them years to build things like that. So.
And it's baseball, your favorite sport, so I thought,
Let this be a lesson to us. We shouldn't think. We should just act. I feel like that's a great course of action.
All right, today is Comic Book Day, which is kind of apropos.
Yep. Comics Corner. Coming up.
We failed as comic book fans last night.
Gosh, we'll talk about that in the 7 o'clock.
It's National Food Service Workers Day.
Oh, yeah.
It is National One-Hit Wonder Day.
Nice.
Cool.
What's your favorite one-hit wonder?
Praise and a Dork.
Wow.
He's right.
Wow.
That's not my favorite, though, because I had to take part in it.
I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry.
He's right. I don't have a response.
Hey, you know, no, you ready to go right back at him?
No.
You go right back at him. Say, Oxygen.
Oh,
say what?
Man, I wasn't a part of that band.
Is that Echoing Green?
Yes.
Chrissy, I wasn't gonna say anything because I don't know the titles of your songs. So that's why.
Favorite one-hit wonder. That is a fantastic topic for the question of the day.
That is a great topic.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
If your favorite one-hit wonder is Praise and Adore, then I will allow you to come punch Steve-O in the face for me at the studio.
That is all.
Yeah. We got Comics Corner coming up. Question of the day. It's one-hit wonder day.
Woo!
What is your favorite one-hit wonder of all time?
So I hate and I'm for you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. Quick break, right back. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static! Good morning.
Good morning. Hang on, I'm posting a status on Facebook.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Welcome.
I told you to hang on. All right.
It's Wednesday.
I've posted the perfect status on our Facebook.
We about to talk about crazy animals, y'all.
That's the status. Feel free to go comment, share your thoughts, see your opinions.
Yeah.
About New Testament translation. We're going to talk about animals.
I got a few here, man. I don't even know where to begin. So, stop me if you've heard this one. A bear walks into a bar. And the bartender says, "Get out!"
True story.
Because it's a bear.
It's a bear.
No, this is actually a true story. A black bear walked into a bar in the Alaskan Hotel in downtown Juneau on Monday night. The bartender, Ariel McCarthy, says she freaked out and yelled, quote, "No bear! Get out! No!
No!
You can't be in here!" End quote.
End quote.
And the bear complied.
The bear was like, "Fine."
Can you imagine, like, okay, you're hanging out with your friends, you're kicking it, and all of a sudden you just hear the bartender start screaming, and you turn and look, and there's a bear walking into the establishment.
You look at me like, oh no, Smokey's an alcoholic! Now we have to prevent forest fires because he's obviously impaired.
Oh, it's hard work preventing forest fires, especially when nobody's listening. You live in the, you live now in the state of New Mexico.
I do.
I'm telling you, just wait till summertime. The fires, it's crazy.
Oh, yes,
I'm, it seems like every other day it's like, and now this national forest is on
it's
fire.
It's a completely different thing for me.
So you can kind of understand why Smokey would walk into a bar. Well, the black bear walked into the bar, and as I said, the bartender just started, she says she freaked out, and she just started yelling, no bear.
No
bear. Get out, bear.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be in here, bear.
And you know what?
And the bear turned and walked away.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because he couldn't bear it.
Oh, man, that was terrible.
Thank you, everyone. Play it. Play it.
No.
Play it.
No.
Play it again.
Yeah! Double joke! State biologist Ryan Scott says it's rare for black bears to go inside Juno businesses, but they have wandered inside homes before.
Well.
But here's the thing. The staff did a great job, and it was good news that the bear left because it could have posed, obviously, a much bigger threat. But when standing off against a bear, apparently,
yeah?
Yelling, no bear.
No bear!
Get out, bear.
Get out!
And standing your ground was enough to freak it out.
I want to read the other one.
This one is crazy. Are you ready for this?
Yeah,
okay.
All right, everyone. Prepare yourselves. We talking about crazy animals. Yeah.
It's like our animal corner. What are we doing?
Animal corner. Zootopia. A male gorilla is going to be given behavioral therapy to treat his aggressive dislike of females. Patrick... A Western lowland gorilla, weighing nearly 200 kilograms, is to be moved from his home at the Dallas Zoo after attacking and sneering at females. Riverbank Zoo...
Female and, gorillas, right?
I hope so. It just says females. Riverbank Zoo and Gardens in Columbia, South Carolina, where Patrick is to be relocated, is renowned for its treatment of gorillas with behavioral issues.
Wait, he's going where?
South Carolina.
Okay. That makes sense. Hey... This monkey has a problem with women. Who else has a problem? South Carolina. They don't care. Let's send that monkey to South Carolina.
Good grief. How do they even diagnose a... Officials at Dallas Zoo had hoped that Patrick, who interacts well with humans and other gorillas, would socialize and mate with females. But the short-tempered ape bit one female, sneered and nipped at others, the Independent reports. Zoo officials decided it was time to move him. After 18 years of trying to address this anti-female behavior. Oh, man. Oh, now it's getting sad, though. It's turning into a Disney movie. During his time in Dallas, Patrick became friendly with Jabari, a male gorilla, but Jabari was shot and killed by police after escaping in 2004.
What?
Patrick is due to be isolated from other gorillas at Riverbank Zoo, but will be able to see and smell them. It is hoped he will then be able to be introduced to others. Patrick had become a popular attraction at Dallas Zoo after moving there at the age of 5. On Dallas Zoo's Facebook, it says, "We're saddened to tell you it's time to say see you later to Patrick, the beloved Western lowland gorilla who has lived with us for 18 years. The personable silverback soon will be moving to Riverbank Zoo and Garden in Columbia, South Carolina." What?
Disney movie.
You.
Disney movie.
Okay.
You said it was a Disney movie. This sounds like Boys in the Hood.
I was talking about like Bambi.
A Disney,
or
a Disney
Fox,
movie.
The Fox and the Hound.
It's like, yo, there was this dude, right?
Let
and he had a problem with the ladies. And it stems from his hatred for others because his boy, right? He was gunned down maliciously like the by the Popo, yo. And so now they got to send him out. You know what I'm saying, dog? So they're going to South Carolina, that dude. And he's going to go live there for the rest of his life.
No.
In isolation.
I feel sorry for him.
What?
I feel sorry for him.
It's a monkey.
It's a gorilla.
My bad.
It's a silverback gorilla.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, though. It's like, we're going to have to send this monkey off to get behavioral therapy because he's mean. Or he's a gorilla. The last time I was at the zoo,
yeah?
The gorilla at the Albuquerque Biological Zoo Park,
Cool.
Threw poop at me and my sons.
Good.
So where's the behavioral therapy on that? Oh, wait. He's a monkey.
He's a gorilla.
That's what they do.
Listen.
I'm just glad I don't live in South Carolina where taxpayers are currently paying for a monkey to get behavioral therapy.
Wow.
Just saying.
It's an interesting move. An interesting turn of events for this monkey. But, I mean, obviously he's upset. His friend got shot, and he's just been biting people ever since.
How does he even know? How does he... One day his friend was there, then his friend escaped.
Haven't you ever seen Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Oh my gosh.
They get so upset that one of them talks. Spoiler alert. One of them gets so mad, he goes, "Stop!" That's how mad monkeys can get. Is that what you want to happen to Patrick? Is that what you're trying to do?
No.
He needs to go get therapy. If he doesn't get therapy, then Patrick could become Caesar.
I would love to see a therapy session with a gorilla. Like, how does that work
out? How stressed out is the guy? He's just like, Patrick, you need to listen to me.
Patrick, put down the poop. Patrick, please, will you just look at me? Patrick.
Patrick.
We need to discuss your animosity towards female gorilla. Patrick!
I've brought
it up. No, put the couch down, Patrick. Patrick! Oh, it's on the couch!
And then the lady from the bar comes in and comes. She's like, "No, gorilla! No! You get out! You get out now!" And that's when it clicks. And then Patrick respects women.
Boom!
Send the check to Mateo, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm waiting for it. It needs to be in the amount of $15,000. Thank you.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
Bah! Oh. I missed it.
Aren't you a musician?
No. I'm a radio dude.
Boom! Team Awesome Morning Party.
We're always a little behind the beat here at the radio station. Just trying to catch up with the cool things.
You were ahead of it, so we're ahead of it.
I'm so far behind it, I'm ahead of it.
What?
Think about it.
I know. It is Wednesday morning. Hey, I want to remind all you men out there, the Challenge Men's Retreat, leading from the front. This Friday through Sunday, September 27th through the 29th.
Optional ropes course.
Cibola National Forest. It's open to all men ages 18 and older. Ages 13 through 17.
Is that how you say that? You say Cibola?
Yes!
This whole time in my head I've been saying Cibola.
Cibola.
The way that words are pronounced out west, it just escapes me.
I'm sorry.
Number one, because I'm stupid. Number two, because I'm from the east.
Yeah.
So it's like words that I think would be pronounced with like a Hispanic inflection. No. But then the ones that I think would be pronounced with an English inflection, no.
What? How is Cibola a Spanish?
No, I'm not saying that word.
Oh, okay.
It's like when I'm reading the
Guantabo?
Street names. Yeah, it's like Guantabo. That's probably Guantabo. Yeah, that makes sense. Guantabo. Guantabo. Ah. Or you'd think it'd be Isleta?
Right.
Isleta, but it's Isleta.
Well, that's just the white dude like way to say it. I'm sure maybe if you're out there, they say it differently. But
the point is, no matter what I say, people think I'm stupid.
I'm sorry.
And
it
I
must
can't,
be the accent.
It's.
I'm sorry.
Some people find it endearing.
The Challenge Men's Ministry, their Challenge Men's Rally, our retreat this weekend. You can check out details at challengemen.org. Now, we got to talk. We mentioned this during breaking news this morning.
Yes.
The New York governor, Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo.
Cuomo. Cuomo. Cuomo.
Has announced a new plan to cut.
Sports. Sports. Talking sports.
What was
sports?
What?
We can play outside. We can play sports.
Oh, we can play outside. Okay.
Play outside.
We can play some sports. It is
sports.
Sports talk.
Yeah, time for sports.
So you were just asking me about your fantasy football team. We play in the same league.
What?
And you always ask me who you should start and who you should get.
Are you embellishing?
And I'm like, dude.
Are you embellishing?
No, you always do that.
No.
Every 3 minutes.
Are you embellishing me? Embellishing when you tell me who to get?
No.
I found you out, traitor.
I would never embellish to you. Is that our Christianese word for lie now?
We don't say Christianese. We don't do that. We don't do that here. We talk the talk of the people. We walk the walk of the ordinary man.
Who are you this morning?
What? My name's Floyd D. Birmingham, and I'm here to tell you about life and what to do about it. When's the last time you read a good whodunit?
What?
That's a mystery. I'll tell you a mystery. Me.
Oh, man.
I'm out.
Are we going to have our sports talk?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Big news. All you Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans, all 7 of us.
Yeah.
Good news, everyone.
Good going, guys.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have decided to bench quarterback Josh Freeman for rookie Mike Glennon. They're making the change now.
They're doing it now.
To prepare for the Arizona Cardinals this week, and then we have a bye week. So,
what about it?
Yep. Team Source says the league is all about finding a franchise quarterback, and with Josh's roller coaster career, they don't feel he's the guy. So it's time to move on from Josh Freeman. I couldn't be happier.
Oh, my goodness.
This makes me happy.
Why are you so excited?
Because it's my team, and Josh Freeman has been terrible, and I've been yelling for that for, I think, 2 years now. So, in other sports news, my roommate is in fantasy football, but doesn't really follow football.
Yes.
And so I am constantly bombarded with questions.
Yes. What is this football?
Questions like,
what is a touchback? If a safety isn't good, then why do they call it a safety? What is the name of that person? How fast can he throw? Wait a second. That's Nolan Ryan? Wait a second. This isn't baseball? Wait a second. You mean to tell me the hockey still exists even after they quit making Mighty Ducks movies? Sports.
Boom.
Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player to ever live.
Wow.
That's the only thing I have to know.
Yeah. That's debatable.
No, it's... Why?
I'm just kidding.
I'm about to call Tim Skipper.
I think he's the greatest athlete. Not just basketball player. I think he's one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Yeah, but what about old...
Jimmy Johnson?
Billy Don Hall.
NASCAR.
No, that...
Those are athletes.
NASCAR?
Yeah, according to the sport, yeah, they're athletes.
Man, it's hard climbing out of that car, standing there and waiting, and then climbing back in that car and driving.
Static!
Good morning. Hey, I just had a flash of brilliance here. Mateo, what you need to do...
Yes?
...is you need to start making some retro commercials, as in the atmosphere of Ernest P. Worrell.
Oh, my goodness.
You were almost channeling Ernest P. Worrell.
I remember Ernest P. Worrell.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Ernest goes to Albuquerque. There you go.
Ernest goes to Albuquerque.
Wow.
I feel like he would just get trapped out in the desert and probably just die.
I always felt bad for him because... Ernest did those Lotteburger commercials, which is like a local
did
thing.
He really?
He did all the Lotteburger commercials when I was a kid. And it was like...
No, the main burn.
Yeah. For Lotteburger. So, a local burger joint.
Lotteburger is a place around here.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It was like a local burger joint, and they got Ernest to do the commercials.
I liked Ernest.
I did, too.
Hey, thanks for calling and giving me advice.
All righty, yeah.
All right, man.
Bye.
Yeah, it's kind of like... Ernest goes to jail. Do you remember that?
Broke
my heart.
And he got shot. He got electrocuted.
So
he's like,
I have good news, and I have bad news, and I have good news.
Yes. No.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. The good news is it's almost 8 o'clock.
What?
The bad news is we got to take a short break.
Oh.
The good news is
what?
Coming up, Comics Corner.
Hey, what about right before we take a break, we take a quick look at traffic?
Oh, snap.
You never know what people are doing out there minute to minute.
Yeah.
Oh, look. It's a good thing we looked.
Mm-hmm.
We have the road construction I-40 at Rio Puerco. A lot of congestion on 40 eastbound.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a police situation. Wyoming Boulevard North between Osuna Road and Academy Road. I never see. This is a new one.
Yeah.
This little
and
red.
It's like red, so it's like, hey.
It's like, and it's all caps.
Wyoming near Osuna and Academy. That's like right up the street from us.
Oh, man.
So we should probably find out what that police situation is.
Well.
And stay inside.
How are we going to do that?
I don't know.
There's also a lot of congestion on Paseo, as well as, what is this road? What is this? Irving.
Yeah.
So you guys be careful out there. Do not text and drive. It can wait.
Yeah, it can.
Wait to text. Too legit to quit.
That's right.
I'm too legit to text. I like personal conversations. Face to face. You know, just interaction with other people.
Wow. Quick break. Right back. I'm excited. It's a very important Comics Corner. Last night, the premiere of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Bum, 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 bum.
Brand new TV show. We'll talk all about
that. We'll talk about it.
Right.
Or
around
will
the
we?
Corner. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
This weekend, Harvest America.
With like Christian Asoy,
Firefly.
Greg Laurie's gonna be doing something in Philadelphia that we're gonna
be
simulcasting.
Pretty intense.
It's gonna be crazy. Yeah. So you should
Probably tune in.
Yeah, you should probably get there. It's gonna be great. Starts at 4:00. We'll be broadcasting live from 4 to 6, hanging out here on the Calvary campus.
You know, no biggie.
Details at mystaticradio.com.
Why not?
So Comics Corner?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them, because they're really, really cool, and I really, really need them, and I get them every Wednesday, so we can be with you, and it's really Comics Corner!
Just join
Comics Corner. Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Yeah, welcome to Comics Corner.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
This is when, on Wednesdays, when we talk about some of our favorite things, a few of my favorite things, comic books.
Shout out to Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast.
Ooh, yeah.
AstroZombies.com. Couldn't do Comics Corner without them. Thanks for helping us.
If you're watching the webcam, I'm holding up an issue of Avengers.
Number 20.
It's got this big title on the top that says Infinity.
We've been talking about this run for weeks now. A brand new crossover event happening in Marvel called Infinity. Jonathan Hickman has been destroying the universe, literally.
Yes, he has.
With this incredible, incredible run.
It's awesome.
Crossing over into Spider-Man, Nova, Guardians of the Galaxy, and a plethora of other titles.
It's starting to spill out into all of the titles.
Well, yeah, when the universe is at stake, bro.
Totally.
I mean,
totes.
Superheroes are going to band together, and they're going to stop this, bro.
Somebody's going to stand up to this intergalactic threat. And I don't think it's going to be just the normal cops.
Right.
It's going to have to be our heroes.
The main antagonist, his name's Thanos. If you saw the Avengers movie and you're just into the films and you don't really read comics, he's the purple guy at the end after the credits.
Yeah, he's the guy that turned around and just smiled and everybody's like, what?
What?
The? And
who
then
was
all
that?
The nerds in theater went, ah! Seriously, when that happened,
yeah,
the theater we were in, like, I heard so many people were like, oh my gosh, it's Thanos here. Like,
yeah.
You just heard all the, oh my gosh, that's my favorite color is clear. Oh, I'm sweating. That's Thanos, huh?
And then most people that I was with immediately went, Steve-O, who is that? Who's the purple guy? Steve-O, you're the nerd. Who's the purple guy?
Yep.
Purple guy. Who's the purple guy? Thanos is his name. And speaking of the Avengers, last night began a brand new series on ABC, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which takes place coinciding in the Avengers universe.
And we were so excited!
Yeah,
we were all day yesterday just pumped.
Dude, it's Tuesday.
It's tonight.
It's a series
we're
premiere.
We're going to tune in and we're going to help it get ratings.
And it's going to be amazing. And do you see Agent Coulson is back somehow? Even though he died in the Avengers, he's like back.
Yeah, what's like, going to happen? What's
my name? I don't know how
name?
They brought him back. I can't wait.
Is this real life?
It's from 7 to 8 and I make sure I set the TiVo to correctly record it so the DVR set from 7 to 8.
Boom.
And I had to cancel the voice, but that's okay because we don't really watch the
Who
voice
cares?
Anyways. but it was conflicting with other recordings, and so we had to make sure we did that because Sons of Anarchy is at the same time, and also New Girl and different show.
And,
so
and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
We just have to set the priority high because we really want to see the season premiere of
high priority.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., especially since Wednesday we have Comics Corner, and it's vital to our morning show to talk about such things because
it's
how our listeners depend upon us to talk about nerd things. And so, Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Hey, we sit down on the couch. We just ate supper.
Bellies are full.
Jack and Luke, a 9 and 7-year-old, sitting on either side.
We're so excited.
Marvel. Where's Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? It was from 7 to 8. I recorded it. It should be on our DVR.
Wait a second.
Why didn't it?
7 to 8.
7 to 8:01? Oh, no!
So what happened was that thinking machine supercomputer shifted the recording to Thursday.
It traded on us!
Oh, it's a traitor.
It is a traitor.
Benedict Arnold.
Here's what happened. Is at 8 p.m., a show called New Girl comes on Fox that my wife watches. Because we're men. We don't watch that show, right?
What?
New Girl. What? Who's? And other stuff. And so the DVR decided to record those instead of Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So we don't have a review of the show because we actually didn't see it.
Don't you call into me and start telling me what happened.
Yeah.
Don't you do it.
If you're,
don't do that. Don't spoiler and drive, friend.
Shortest Comics Corner of all time.
Don't read it. Yeah. People are texting right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, right now, Comics Corner. Yep. Infinity is still awesome. Next week, we're going to have another feature on the DC event called Forever Evil.
Yeah, that's right. Forever Evil going on right now. All of the superhero books in the DC universe are currently villains. They took over every issue. The heroes are dead.
Yeah.
So we think, I don't know, issue 2 comes out next week. We'll definitely have a review of that.
There's a lot going on.
But, man, if you're into, like, cool super galactic space craziness.
Space.
With a little Captain America sprinkled in and some Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Infinity is what to read right
now. Oh, you know what? I had something prepared for Comics Corner, and I remembered it.
Boom!
This is great. The other day, I found a link, and I actually sent it to Tim Skipper because he loves Batman.
Okay.
I found a link to a website, and it's 10 Batman movies that almost but didn't happen.
Really?
And it's various scripts throughout the years that Warner, like, picked up, and they started developing, and then for one reason or another, they dropped it. For instance, did you know that there was supposed to be a Tim Burton trilogy? The original Batman movies were supposed to be a trilogy.
Really?
Tim Burton was supposed to return. Michael Keaton was supposed to return. Robin Williams was supposed to be the Riddler.
Wow.
There was no Two-Face. And so then once Tim Burton left the project,
they were like,
Warner Brothers actually, they got rid of him because they considered Batman Returns a flop because it was too dark.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm going to post the link to this site. So if you are interested in finding out about Batman movies that were never made.
And there's a bunch of, like, there was supposed to be a Justice League movie years ago.
Justice League Mortal. Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond. The Superman, what was the Superman movie with Nick Cage?
That Superman Lives.
Superman Lives.
There was actually a plan in the early 2000s for a Batman versus Superman movie.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot different than the one that is coming out.
I'm just really thankful to God that the Nick Cage Superman movie stayed non-existent.
Maybe it just hasn't happened yet. Maybe we weren't
ready. Oh, man. Because we've seen the photos of Nick Cage with the long hair in the Superman costume.
What is that?
For as terrible as Superman Returns was, I'm sure it's still probably leaps and bounds better than what Nick Cage would have done.
Probably able to race that speeding train of horridness, derailment, travesty.
What was that?
Redemption. Check this out.
Yeah.
On the heels of the premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last night, Warner Brothers announced a partnership with Fox. Fox has picked up a show called Gotham.
Boom!
Starring a young James Gordon.
Yep.
It will not feature Batman, but it will feature James Gordon. It's going to be a cop show, a detective show.
Yeah.
based in the world of Batman, and it's going to detail all the origins of the villains. It's going to have a lot of cop drama. So if you are into Batman and, say, Law and Order or CSI, it's going to be the show for you.
It's right up your alley.
Yeah. So, yeah. And apparently they've cleared it for a whole season. It's funny to me, though, because it seems like Marvel has done such a good job of doing all this stuff that DC is just playing catch-up.
Yeah. Hey, I got an idea, guys. What? How about we do a show on TV?
Yeah.
And it's going to be set in the universe of our possible future films.
Yeah.
We'll get it going. Because, does it sound familiar to anybody else?
Hang on. I'm watching. Okay. Let me turn off of S.H.I.E.L.D. real quick. Hang on. TiVo, record.
Yeah.
801. Got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's your Comics Corner for today.
There you go. And, of course, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we've got Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. He'll be making his way in here. We've already got a handful of questions. If you don't know what Shock Therapy Live is, it's our one-hour call-in show centered around you, your thoughts, your questions, your ideas. Maybe you got into a discussion with some friends this week, didn't know how to respond. Maybe you're going through something personal right now and just need some advice, some help. Pastor Nate Heitzig coming in at 9 o'clock to help with that. In the meantime, how about some honeymoon thrillers?
Let's do it.
All right. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Of course, if you were listening to the music, you weren't gone. So
yeah, you were just,
hey,
now you're probably annoyed.
Welcome.
I was enjoying the music and these guys won't shut up.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now
you're welcome.
That's right, we're here to bother you in a good, loving way.
From time to time we get listener questions and we like to address them on air.
We do like to address them.
If you have a listener question, studio@mystaticradio.com.
Sometimes we don't know the answer.
Yeah.
So for the past couple of days, an incredible listener named Samantha.
Yeah.
And I'm not being sarcastic. She's awesome.
Samantha
She interacts with us from time to time.
You have to do your Casey Kasem voice.
Samantha writes, "My Static Radio, can you play that one song you haven't played in a while? I don't know the name, but it's like, who I know? ? End of tweet."
Right.
So we read it and we were like, okay. And Celeste, our incredible afternoon personality.
Right.
She was on the case.
Yeah.
So she wrote, know any more words? Male or female singer? And so this morning, Samantha, she wrote at My Static Radio. It starts out with, "I try, something, something. It sounds like a guy, but I don't know. IDK. I just heard it once, and I really like it."
Yeah.
So now, Samantha, you have presented us with a puzzle, and all of us here at the station are trying to figure out what this song is, and none of us are able to figure it out.
We only get the important questions here at Static Radio, like, hey, do you know that one song by that one guy that sings it? It goes like this.
I know.
Who I know. Who I know, something, something.
No, but here's the deal. Okay. So you're probably thinking,
life questions.
Why are they picking on this girl? We're not picking on this girl. We want you guys to know, if you have a question, no matter what that question
how
is,
how big or small,
reach out to us and we will try to answer it. Because right now, everybody here at the station is racking their brain.
Googling.
Going through our stuff, trying to figure out what this is.
It's a little difficult when you're trying to Google lyrics and the lyrics that you got are, I try.
And who I
end
know,
quote.
Who I know. Those, man, I feel like those are go-to lyrics.
And you don't know if it's a male or a female, because let's be honest, these days, it could go either way.
Yeah. So here's the thing. We are trying our best
to figure
to
out this
happen.
Life listener question.
Okay. Well, I think, wait.
I can hear Celeste making a racket.
Celeste
in
is
the
coming
other room.
In here. Samantha, here comes Celeste to the
rescue.
Oh,
man.
She knows what it is.
Are you serious? We're making fun here with, like, two words. Let's see if this listener's got it first. Static.
Hey, so do you think she's talking about "Oh No, I Tried" by Right Away Great Captain?
Oh, hey, that's a good suggestion.
Good.
Could be.
It's Pomegranate's 50s.
It's Pomegranate's 50s?
Pomegranate's 50s.
I try like people do.
And then,
things you do.
Does
play
it say
it.
"Who I Know, Who I Know"?
I can't hear
who
me.
I know. Who
yes,
I know.
It's Pomegranate's 50s. Play
really?
The song.
All right. Uh-huh.
And I'll take my $35, please.
What? Why would you
wait?
I bet you that I would figure it out.
When did you say that?
I don't know.
I heard of no bet.
I know.
No, I'm sorry. Heaven, not 50s.
Heaven.
My bad.
Wow.
$35.
Wait, she's got it right if this is right. Samantha, if you're listening, if this is it, you need to tweet us right now.
Celeste, I'm very impressed, actually. Because we obviously could not come up with a solution.
We're just bumbling
other than
around.
To mock.
You know what I think it is?
What?
I think it's God on my side.
Wow.
Because you guys were wanting to give this girl a hard time, which
you
did.
I know. Who I know. Oh.
You're welcome.
Samantha, this is it. It's called
and Samantha,
Heaven by
if you're listening right now, I'll have you know I came to your defense because these guys wanted to give you a hard time, which they did. I was trying to defend
on.
You.
Okay.
Some defense.
Celeste.
And I was like, guys, be nice. You're going to lose listeners. And you're like, oh, there's no way we're going to figure out what song
Lightning round.
And guess what?
There's this song by this song. Band, and there's a lyric that
Don't
says...
Point at me.
That
I'll
says, I'm drowning.
Guys.
Something, something,
we
see.
We, no. I've got an idea.
Can we focus on the fact that we just solved
Hang
the
on.
Problem?
Hang on. I'm going to go get a therapist. Hang on. Hang on.
Is this a real professional therapist?
Gosh.
Okay.
Can we just be happy that we solved the problem?
Bear! No! Get out!
Don't yell
Get
at
out,
me.
Bear!
Full circle!
Full circle!
Why is he shouting? Why are you shouting?
We talked about a bear.
You have to talk, or you have to go listen to the podcast.
Oh, no.
MyStaticRadio.com/morning.
Celeste, I got to commend you.
Yeah,
you
in
found
all honesty.
That song. Oh. That was incredible.
I'd like to thank my mom.
That was incredible.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of songs, earlier today we mentioned that today is One Hit Wonder Day.
It sure is.
One Hit Wonder.
Yeah. What's your favorite One Hit Wonder?
Good call. So, Celeste, do you have a favorite One Hit Wonder?
But they weren't a One Hit Wonder band.
Well, then that's obviously
that
not the One
so
Hit Wonder.
No, I don't
what
have
What were
one.
You going to say?
I love the Backstreet Boys, so
Oh, wow.
I know.
No, you can go. That's cool.
Just think of a One Hit Wonder. Any song.
Dude, you're asking the wrong girl. I need like 10 minutes to think of an answer for this one.
Okay, well, look.
Sorry.
We're going to go through here.
Turn my mic off.
We got a lot of response on Facebook.
All right.
And if you'd like to call in right now, it's One Hit Wonder Today. You can call today. It's One Hit Wonder Today.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Yeah, call in and tell us what your favorite One Hit Wonder is.
All right.
Molly says, Big Country by... Big Country.
Okay.
In a big country.
Yeah, I can no come up with bands. I wish were just one hit wonders and they were gone now.
Wow.
Like Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
One Direction.
Static.
So the ultimate one hit wonder song of all time is Blur, Song 2.
Song 2, oh. Blur.
That Woo-hoo! Was a huge hit. They did have a lot of other music.
Yeah,
one time
but
my
that
buddy
really
in.
Was hey. Their only...
That was their big hit.
Name one other.
No, you're right, caller. You're right.
Right on.
I liked their other music, but nobody else listened to it.
Exactly.
So. Truth. There you go.
Thank you. Bill Peterson has pointed out one of my favorite songs of all time, Walking in Memphis by Mark Kahn.
Ah, yes.
And he's right.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
So I'm going to say Steal My Sunshine by Len. That if you steal my
I was
sunshine.
Trying to think
I
of
love
that.
That
I was
song.
Trying to think of their name. That's who, yeah.
Yeah, wow. That was my favorite one. Too, when
it's up for me.
Wow. Can I confess sunshine? Something?
Yep. What?
I thought that they were always saying, you're still my sunshine.
Nope.
Dang.
Wow. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
My old
Amazing.
Fifth grade year is
the
ruined.
505 3. I think my favorite one hit wonder, probably. I think I understand what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Okay.
How is that
probably
a one hit wonder?
My favorite one hit wonder.
He has a lot
that
of
was,
under
that was
wondrous
a,
songs.
Man, that was one hit wonder.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. What else did that guy do?
Oh, my.
Really?
Gosh.
That was such a great song, and then it just kind of fizzled out.
Patricia says, Harvey Danger, Flagpole Sitta.
Oh.
I'm not sick, but I know well.
Yeah.
That's a good song. Rob Hawkins, My Boy in Nashville.
My boy, Blue.
He's an awesome producer guy.
Okay.
He says, OMC, How Bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
How bizarre.
Yeah.
Destination unknown as we pull in for some gas.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Michael Harvey says, The Wonders, that thing you do.
Oh, the Oneaters!
The Oneaters! Hey, did Vitamin C ever sing any other songs besides that graduation song?
Gosh, I hope not.
Who?
Vitamin C. You what? Remember graduation?
So that could be like a one-hit wonder.
Okay, so check it
I'm
out.
I'm still trying to get how this game's played. One-hit wonders.
Do you have another one?
I do. Taylor Swift.
One oh, my wonder. Gosh. I'm going to punch out your back knees right now, and you're going to fall over.
That's it, right?
Hey.
Does she have any other songs?
Stop it.
Somebody call in and
She's
save
my
us
girl.
Real quick.
Somebody call in right now.
I love Taylor Swift.
505-338-3700.
One hit wonder.
That was it, right?
No.
I don't
gosh.
Think.
Steve-O, one I'm hit wonder to... is when there is one successful song.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Celine Dion.
You have.
My Heart Will Go On.
What you have just done.
Dude, that was one hit wonder.
This has insulted me more than when you made fun of Praise and Adore earlier. This hurts me on a spiritual level.
Get
my
out.
Soul is shaken.
But I don't understand how this game works. I'm trying to name hits, and that was a one hit. That was one hit. Right?
Shut up.
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Celine is singing to me.
One hit wonder.
She is a big hit.
Oh, look, Elias, my boy Jordan, he says Strawberry Wine by Dina Carter.
Oh, dude. Oh, another
Who's
female
that?
Who had one hit and then didn't really do anything after that. What about Adele? Right? Like, she had, like, one song, and then, like, has anybody heard from her? Like,
She's
recently?
She's taking a break.
I wish the
She's
sky fall. I wish the sky would fall on you. That's it. May the sky fall on Steve-O.
The phone lines are jammed for some reason.
I'm going to start singing.
Understand.
Turn it off.
Static!
It's got to be Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like big butts.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Mm. Yes.
That's Steve-O's favorite.
I understand how this... Okay, all right. You're bringing it back around. Now I'm getting it a little
you're
better.
You're
Static!
Zombie,
the cranberries. Yeah.
Zombie, cranberries.
There you go. Thank you.
Is that what that was?
Wow.
Got it.
505-338-3700.
Blue?
Eiffel
65.
Yep.
Did I get one?
Oh, okay. Yes. That is a good one. There you go. What about, dude, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees? I mean, let's be honest.
Hey. Hashtag SMH, boy. SMH.
Shaking my head.
Static.
My favorite one-hit wonder is Isaac the Homeless Guy with Under the Sea.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Actually, though, there he's got a compilation album coming out.
There you go.
Disney Classics by Isaac the Homeless Guy.
I'm getting closer, right?
I feel at like least. He might be.
Ooh, favorite one-hit wonder artist, Neil Diamond. The ultimate one-hit wonder artist.
I could
artist.
Easily turn off his mic, Teo. I'm super
America?
Close.
It might call for that. Did you just ask America?
America. Just one-hit wonders, guys. Artists that didn't do much.
Bill Peterson has put up so many one-hit. Da 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 by Trio. I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. Saturday Night, Bay City Rollers.
Yep.
Too Shy by Kajagoogoo.
Kajagoogoo. They had, like, at least 10 songs
what
that were
good.
What
are you even saying?
Talking about one-hit wonders, like, the obvious greatest one-hit wonder of all time, Neil Diamond.
Would you turn this down? It's not a one-hit wonder.
It is so loud.
You don't know what it is.
How is this game played? Static.
Who let the dogs out?
Right?
Baha Men.
Baha Men.
I had that CD and
Who
all the
Who let those
songs
little dogs
terrible.
Go? Thanks for the call. Static.
Good point.
Do it, Gangnam Style.
Did you just burp?
No, he was just trying to do.
I heard that burp. I heard it.
There you go. That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, Neil Diamond reminds me of that other dude that had that one song. It was like his only song, and I don't think he even wrote a whole record. It was like one single. Do you remember Tom Petty?
I'm going.
Like he had a single.
I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna throw up.
That could be my favorite.
I'm going to throw up.
So, Static.
No, I think the majority of artists out there are one-hit wonders, like Chumbawamba, Step Thumping.
Right.
Yeah, I guess they couldn't. Chumbawamba
Elvis,
couldn't get back up again. Finally, somebody
Beatles.
Got it.
I got you guys.
Something like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
This could go on forever.
Yeah, maybe it
there
could.
You go. It is one-hit wonder day.
Steve-O,
so.
You might care about this one. Ricky says Santeria by Sublime. How do you feel about that one-hit wonder, buddy?
Yeah! Take that.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Dude, what about Whoop? There it is.
Oh, there you go.
Upside down, inside out, about to show our folks what it's all about.
Wow.
What?
Thanks, poor boy.
What?
505-338-3700.
that one song they play in like every basketball movie?
It's
like
Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. Oh. That was a one hit wonder.
Are you kidding me?
Why are you ignoring me when I talk? That's so irritating.
Bought it at the 5 and 9. Played it to my
webcam, mystaticradio.com. You don't want to miss this. They're doing their weird little white boy dance.
Is somebody calling? Are we ignoring people?
Static!
Hey, I got the best one-hit wonder song for you. You
what
ready?
Is it?
Yep.
It's going to be Informer by Snow.
Informer!
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Have a good day.
You realize all we're doing is angering everyone else because now they are going to have the worst songs stuck in their heads
good
all day.
Good for you people.
All day. Like that one hit wonder. Sweet Caroline.
What's wrong with you?
Can I punch you?
Yes, you can.
Punch him.
Punch! Pow!
Dude, you yep. really hit
me. Hey, I was about to say this. Brian has pointed out. How has nobody said Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah, there you go.
There my heart.
Static!
Okay, you guys might not know this one. I'm older than you, but Falco, Rock Me Amadeus.
Oh. Rock Me Amadeus!
Amadeus,
you guys,
Amadeus.
You know that song?
Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus.
Rock Me Amadeus.
Yeah. Yep. Static.
Hey, it's Nate.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Nate.
So has anyone said Ice Ice Baby yet?
Oh.
That could be the ultimate one-hit wonder. Seriously.
Well done,
but he had
sir.
So many other great songs.
And he was in that movie.
Dude, Turtles Rap, hello, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Ninja
exactly.
Rap.
I don't understand how this game
that's
works.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
We will see you in 9 minutes for Shock Therapy Live, my friend.
Peace out.
There you go.
Peace
Pastor out. Nate throwing down a pretty good one-hit wonder. I feel like
hey,
I'm not
I got
playing
one.
This game
I
right.
got one. Closing Time, Semisonic. Even though they're a fantastic band and all their other stuff is great.
Yeah.
Closing that song. Is yep. huge.
Right.
And nobody knows any other songs.
You know that thing that people do when they don't know what anyone's talking about? They just smile.
They just smile? That's where
that's
you're
why
at
you
right
always
now.
Look like that.
I'm like, right yeah. Now.
Every time okay. I see Celeste, she's just smiling and nodding. I'm like,
wait, I think I may
talking.
Got one. I think I may have one. One hit wonder. What would be a good one hit wonder? Thinking. I'm thinking.
What do you think?
I got nothing.
I
thought I had one. I couldn't.
It
I
feels
couldn't think.
Like there's a joke
there.
There
was one there. Anyways.
I'm going to get it.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I have the wonder.
It's a kitty.
T-Moss Morning Party. Oh, man. This has been too much fun. I wonder how many people are just currently mad at me
just
right now.
Just angered. They're like,
it's okay. Giving
what's
them
wrong
range?
With you? You said Neil Diamond was a one-hit wonder. Now yeah. I've got to kill you.
I'll think of one today at some point. One-hit wonders.
There's so Eagle Eye Cherry, Save Tonight. The Next, My Sharona. Bad Boys by Innocence. So many.
So many.
If you guys have my boy Jarrett says Fountains of Wayne, Stacy's Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Another band who, if you listen to the rest of their catalog,
is a band awesome. Called Stacy's Mom?
No, Fountains of Wayne.
I agree with Steve Lunsford implicitly.
Okay.
Steve, what are you doing?
Good old Steve.
Anyway, if you have more ideas for one-hit wonders, feel free to post them on our Facebook. We'll
Boom.
Check them out. Celeste will probably talk about them later today.
Yes, she will.
Yeah, because I totally know everything
Come
that
on.
You're talking about.
Sadly. That one-hit wonder known as Don't Stop Believin' by a little band called Survivor.
Oh, my God.
Lord, please forgive Steve-O.
No,
He's
don't.
He's an idiot.
Don't. He should stay in his sin and
I just love the amount of people that are probably screaming in their car right now. I apologize.
God.
But you know it was hilarious this morning.
Hey, thanks, everybody, for listening. Today yep. we learned many things. For example, we learned that when it comes to one-hit wonders... Celeste can run circles around Steve-O.
Nothing.
This is true.
Because he has no idea what that means.
I guess not.
What'd you learn, Celeste?
That I can continually physically abuse Steve-O and he won't
I
pay
won't.
Attention to me.
Well,
so.
I can't. I
I've been
can't
punching you and
back.
Throwing things at you this entire time.
We also learned that
response.
Celeste is an incredible detective and she figured out that song.
Yeah.
The most obscure lyrics ever and she figured it out.
Like
I'm
Sherlock.
Proud. Yep. Good job. Unfortunately, it's just before 9 o'clock. We have Shock Therapy Live around the corner, so we must say...
Bye, 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 bye. Oh, another...
The ultimate one-hit wonder.
A one-hit wonder. It should have been.
I want to thank everybody for being patient with us. We're gonna try to get him in the game, but you never know.
Maybe I'm going to get this.
Maybe we'll call that Gorilla's therapist.
I'm going to get this at some point, I think.
Yeah. Celeste is singing and dancing. Steve-O can't figure out one-hit wonders. And I'm just going to sign off and say, hey, have a good day. Team Awesome Morning Party.
If you miss any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/podcast.
Yeah. Leave. Check it out.
So we're going to go and leave you with this one-hit wonder by a little-known band called 98 Degrees. It's Bye Bye Bye.
Goodbye, audience. We enjoyed you listening.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.